Nation postgame. Brent Gunning here. Gord Stellick not alongside me. El Gordo getting a much-deserved night off. You know, much like Austin Matthews, we need our star players ready for the playoffs, and that's exactly why Gordo has a night off tonight. He'll be back tomorrow, but for now, it is me, Brent Gunning, here with you, walking you through, unfortunately, what was a 3-2 Leafs loss to the Panthers, going to overtime, and why wouldn't it? Man, the Cats, they love comebacks, and they love playing games in overtime. Only one NHL team, and that's the Ducks, have played more overtime games than the Panthers have this season. Panthers now up to 22 on the year. The Ducks, they've played 23 of those games. So I think, you know, first things first, what does that tell us about the Panthers, okay? No one's sitting here saying they're a fake President's Trophy team, or they're not really here's a dirty word from the Canadian division last year, or they're not really a juggernaut. No. The Panthers are a good team. But when you play the amount of overtime games that they do, when you have the amount of comebacks that they do, one, it means you're very good at overtime. Two, it means you have the firepower to come back. But why do you need to come back all the time? Why? Well, it's because you dig yourself a hole. And I think we all know here that that is no way to build a conducive winning hockey team. Now, I'm not pouring dirt on the Panthers. They're going to have a much easier first-round opponent than the Leafs will, and that's because the Panthers have done what they've done during the regular season. They're going to finish at the top spot in the conference. You know, looking at tonight's game, I think we have to start with just, thank God Austin Matthews is back in the lineup. Now, we were all understanding of, okay, you want to have your rest. And you definitely get that when the rest started on the back half of a back-to-back last Sunday. You say, okay, that's fine. You want to take it easy. Then he's off for the Philly game. Okay, a little more precaution. We can deal with that. Then he misses the Tampa game, and I'll be honest, alarm bells are starting to full-on ring in my head. Flashing, warning, what is happening here? So I was so happy to see him back in the lineup tonight. And honestly, I was just happy to see him looking the way he did. Really physically engaged, dangerous player. He had 6 shots like halfway through the second period. Let me see what he finishes up with the night. Only got one more look the rest of the way, finishing with 7 shots on goal. That's still a team high, despite having just one in basically the third period and overtime of that game. But man, it's a night like tonight that, even though he doesn't have the 3 or 4 wow, flash, popping plays, he's held off the score sheet entirely. But it just shows you how special he is. Never, ever, ever, ever take this guy for granted. And I'm saying this while watching a really talented Leafs team without him, going, man, is this what it was like watching hockey before Austin Matthews came here and kind of became his fully realized final form here? Because this guy is a special player, and you can't ever, ever take it for granted. You know, you look at how physical he is tonight. They were doing a big point of highlighting the reverse hit in the first period, but it's not just that. It's not just that for me. It's not just the, oh, you know, he has the reverse hit and he's comfortable being physical. What it honestly was for me was just him just living in front of the net, in the goal mouth area, in the blue paint, eating cross checks, eating hacks, still getting sticks to pucks, still tipping pucks. That's the kind of player he has to be. He is going to have his wow moments where the shot, he just lets it eat, or he's left all alone and it's good night before he even thinks about releasing the puck. That is absolutely going to happen for Matthews. But how you get to 58 goals now, still not 60 on the year, is being in those greasy areas, and not just being there, but thriving in them. And the fact that the best player on this team, if not the planet, is comfortable doing that, I think it just bodes really, really well for the Leafs. You know, something that doesn't bode well for them, and, you know, I don't have Gord here to make fun of me for this tonight, saying that, you know, Michael Bunting is the savior of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And maybe I over-exaggerated that at the start of the year. But this guy has been a really, really important cog, and, you know, I think it just kind of highlights it tonight when you see him leave the game as early as he does. Now, you know, we don't know what that injury is. You hope it's nothing serious. I would gladly sign him up for the Austin Matthews rest program right now if it means he's ready to go for game 83 when the playoffs finally get started. But the thing I keep going back to with him in the top six is, you know, he's not the most important player in the top six. Of course he's not. Of course Matthews is more important and Marner's more important and Tavares is more important. And if Nylander's up there, he's more important. But I don't know who you put in that spot. Now, tonight, Keith went to a lot of Nylander in that spot. Now, one, it's a tight game. One, you think you're going to have to score to, you know, keep up with the Panthers the way they like to play. So I don't knock it there. But we've seen this team in the past when they go to the loaded up top line, and I love it in spells. I love it off the back of a penalty kill, or I love it late in a period. But we saw the Leafs load things up at times with Nylander and Marner and Matthews together. And I'm not just talking about the Montreal series, but you even go back to Columbus. And that's all well and good if you put them together and they produce. And they have looks tonight. And on another night where maybe it's a different guy in net, because, man, Bobrovsky looking like a scary goalie for the second two periods of that game and into overtime. But if it doesn't produce, then you're sitting there going, okay, you have a Tavares line that has been a second line for this team this year. It's been a good one. John Tavares is still going to be a point-per-game player. You like what you get out of Ilya Mikheyev and Kerfoot in those spots, but if that Matthews line doesn't produce once you've loaded up Nylander, I don't think you can expect any offense out of a camp group if Nylander isn't there. You might get some, but you can't expect it. And we know you can't expect it out of that fourth line, even if Jason Spezza is a part of it. So that's why the Bunting injury, and again, who knows what it is. It's entirely possible he's back tomorrow when the Leafs are back at it on the road in Washington, and we'll have that game for you right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, starting with our pregame that gets going at 6, and Gord will be back for that. But right now, it's just about what do you do in that spot if it can't be Bunting? Okay, let's workshop here. Let's brainstorm some theories. Does Ilya Mikheyev fit in that spot? I love everything you've got out of Ilya Mikheyev this year. I loved him dropping the mitts and looking completely unafraid to do so tonight. Of course, you love the production you've gotten out of him. But he is still not really a guy who uses his line mates. Yes, he uses them in very obvious ways, but even Gord and I were laughing that he didn't look for Marner when Marner had a breakaway to an empty net a couple of games ago. Not a guy who you look at to, you know, help out a guy like Matthews and Marner, and not that they need it, but he doesn't fill that role that Bunting does. Okay, maybe Pierre Engvall is that guy, and I actually think of all of them, he's probably the best bet for the guy to be doing that. I think he has proven he can be big. He proves he can use his body. He had that great play late in the game last night that, I mean, if he would have got stripped at the blue line when he tries to toe drag a Panther at his own blue line, you know, we've all been screaming at him, but he did it. And then he goes down and skates it in 1-on-5 and allows the Leafs to make a big change at a big moment. So, you know, maybe Engvall is that guy, but, you know, then you're taking away from the identity that you've really liked in the bottom part of that team. And look, you need to put whoever you think allows that top line to be its best version of itself up there. So if it's Engvall, so be it. But all of a sudden, if you have Pierre Engvall on the top line with Matthews and Marner, and then you have Ilya Mikheyev with John Tavares and Alex Kerfoot on your second line, who's playing with David Kampf? Okay, you can say William Nylander, and that's fine. That's good. But we think Nylander works when he is the third defensive conscious on that line. So who gets the bump? Is it Blackwell? Now, maybe Blackwell is a guy who gets a look up top with the Matthews line if Bunting is out for a period of time. We know they've gone there when they really shook things up when Matthews was out earlier this year. I could potentially see a guy like him getting a sniff. Now, you weren't going to do that tonight, I think, just because of the way this game was going and the team you're playing in Florida. That's deep, deep water for Mackenzie Blackwell to kind of find himself in, you know, all at one point in time there. So I think that your best option is Engvall. I think the guy who in all likelihood might get the first look is Blackwell. But I think most importantly, I should probably hammer home, we don't know anything about this injury to Michael Bunting other than he wasn't returning tonight. So hopefully the Leafs get some good news there. And let's be honest, good news for the Leafs is good news for all of us out there. Again, Brent Gunning here, solo dolo Leafs Nation postgame tonight. Leafs falling 3-2 in overtime to the Florida Panthers. We do have a little bit of postgame audio here, so let's hear from Austin Matthews. I was just talking about him. Let's hear from the Leafs center right now.
Austin, how did you feel? How did it feel? Didn't feel too bad. I thought, created a lot. I thought we had a lot of really good looks. And maybe we just, the bounces just didn't kind of go our way tonight, but I thought, it felt pretty solid. I mean, it's a game of inches out there, obviously, that's a really good team on the other end, and that they're never going to go away. So, really tight game. I thought we did a lot of good things, obviously, but, definitely would have liked to see us get that extra point.
How do you feel about the team's response in general to what happened on Thursday tonight?
Much better effort. I thought we were a lot more competitive, physical. I just thought we had much more of a purpose tonight, and I think it showed. But like I said, obviously, dropping the point, you definitely leave here with a little bit of a sour taste in your mouth, but I definitely like our effort much better than the other night.
How do you think your line adjusted after one thing like that?
I thought we adjusted well. Obviously, Bunce means a lot to this team, and you hate to see anybody go down. So I thought guys stepped in, filled spots, and obviously, we're really familiar with Will. I've played with him a lot. Mitchie's played with him a lot. We're with each other on the power play, so I don't think it's much of a learning curve there. I think we have a pretty good sense of how we want to play and where each other where each of us are out there. Nice. So I thought the team adjusted well. Obviously, down and forward, had to mix it up a little bit.
Were you able to talk to Michael after the game?
I haven't seen him.
You're close with Jack. What have you seen from him since he's come back from injury?
Sips the same every day, every night. I mean, he cares so much, and he just wants to be in there and compete, and that's exactly what he's been doing for us lately. He gets his chance to win every night, and that's all you can ask for. But obviously, no matter what, what's going on or how the last couple of games have been for him, it doesn't matter. He comes to the rink every day with the same attitude, and he's a competitor out there, and we obviously love playing in front of him.
Managing the injury, you feel like you go to more
I want to play. I definitely want to play. So I think we'll just kind of manage and see how it is tomorrow. But these are important points, obviously, for us. But I think there's a bit of a happy medium thinking long term as well. But we'll see how it is tomorrow.
You're in, how would you describe the challenge Washington on a back to back to present to you guys?
Oh, it's not going to be easy, especially game one a little bit late. It's going to be a late night for us, but, we just got to go in there and play. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. We got to have the right mindset, and, from the start, drop of the puck, just got to play hard and compete.
I'm pretty sure that was my good buddy Luke Fox digging in for information there about Michael Bunting. Look, at this time of year, you could be talking to Michael Bunting's doctor. Well, I guess he wouldn't tell you anything, HIPAA rules, privacy, all that stuff. But this time of year, I think you'll be getting, the old binary system, just ones and zeros. Can play, can't play. And that's what we'll be dealing with here. I don't want to overstate it. There are a lot of important forwards on this team. John Tavares, Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, William Nylander, Ilya Mikheyev. Like, this is not a guy who is among the Leafs' most six important forwards, but I really think taking a guy like Bunting out of the mix, this isn't to say you can't answer the questions, but it really, really throws a wrench in Keefe's plans. I mean, quite honestly, you lose pretty much any other winger outside of Marner or Nylander, and it's an easier flip. And quite honestly, if you do lose one of Marner or Nylander, you just kind of, double up that guy in the spot. So I think with Bunting, this is going to be a really interesting, challenge for Keefe here. Obviously, Matthews got asked there at the end as well about, will he play tomorrow back-to-back? Obviously, he's missed a bunch of time. Certainly sounds like a guy who wants to play, but the team's going to be cautious there. And I think the good thing going forward is that because he played tonight, dummies like me won't be ringing the panic alarm. If he is out of the lineup tomorrow. But we don't want him to be out of the lineup tomorrow, in part because we have the game right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Pre-game, we'll get going at 6 o'clock as the Leafs wrap up their road trip. That is on the road in Washington. And they just have a couple more games left, Detroit and Boston, to finish things up next week. I talked about the goaltending there, talked about Jack Campbell, but I want to talk about the guy. Well, actually, you know what? Let me start with Jack Campbell. This was exactly the type of game you need out of him. It's a 9-14 .313 save percentage. He stopped 32 of 35 shots, made some really big timely saves when you needed him. And this is a, you know, this is not something that is a problem when you're looking at this. So often with the Leafs, you're sitting here saying, man, oh man, what will happen with the goaltending here? I think the way Jack Campbell has played since coming back should remove those questions. Look, this is still a world where you're almost certainly going to end up in a series against Andrei Vasilevsky. So, you know, the Leafs are going to have the second best goalie in that series, but you just can't be the second best by a wide, wide margin. And, you know, you look at it tonight. This isn't about Jack Campbell. He was more than, you know, fine. He was great. He was, again, you know, 32 of 35 shots, and he looked comfortable in net. He made some big saves and made himself look big, and I think that the team really can be encouraged by that. My intrepid producer, our new guy here, Austin Mackey. Now, again, second best Austin that will be mentioned on the show tonight behind Austin Matthews, but my guy, Austin Mackey, he's monitoring Sheldon Keefe, and he lets me know, I'm sorry, guys, Michael Bunting will miss time for sure. So obviously that's not the news we want. Now, the good news is you have a full week or more than a full week until the playoffs get started. I believe they start up on May 2nd. So 9 days from now for Bunting to get healthy with whatever it is that he got banged up. It was a really kind of awkward looking play early in the period that he did not return from. So obviously that'll be the kind of biggest thing to come out of this game. You know, going forward for this Leafs team, I think they needed this bounce back game tonight. You could not have this limping into the playoffs and feeling like you have a sour taste in your mouth. You could not be doing that. So you really needed this bounce back tonight. You've got two playoff teams left. You got one tomorrow against Washington. Then you're going to finish the regular season against Boston. Who knows what that game will mean. But you needed to have this bounce back game tonight. And honestly, it kind of felt like this was the only chance at one. Yes, the Capitals, but were they really going to have that bounce-back game on the back half of a back-to-back tomorrow? Could you, with one game left before the end of the regular season, get yourself right against Boston? I don't know that you could have. So, no, you don't pick up that extra point that they talked about tonight, but you do get one, and I think more importantly, you can take tonight's game and build on it for heading into the playoffs in a little more than a week's time. We haven't heard this guy on Leaf Station postgame in forever. You could tell it's getaway day because they're talking quickly. Let's hear, including an update on Michael Bunting from Leafs head coach Sheldon Keefe.
I thought we won the first and third periods, especially. I thought they won the second period, not just in the scoring, but in carry play and stuff like that. But first and third period, I had tons of opportunity. Against this team, you know, you gotta score more than two. I mean, it's real tough to win when you only get two against them. And we had more than enough looks to have four or five. You don't make them count, and that team hangs around. That's what they've been doing all season. They find ways to win.
We did two games in Florida. It was going to be tough based on what the teams are. Did you learn anything beyond that? These two games?
Oh, we feel good about them. I mean, that's three games against this team beat us in regulation, and all three, obviously, we could have been on the other side of it. So, we'll take that for what it is, but our guys played really hard today. That's not an easy team to play against, not an easy game to play. It's a lot of pace. We lose a guy, early in the game, so our bench is taxed. Lines are mixed up, so it was a tough night for our guys that way, especially on forward. But I thought we did more than enough things to win the game tonight.
What is Wednesday status?
Yeah, I don't know. We're just gonna miss some time for sure, but I don't know how much.
How did you feel about Austin's return?
He was great. He had some luck, so obviously, we needed one of those to fall. I'm sure he wanted one to fall, but I don't know how many shots or attempts he ended up with today, but he was really good. I mean, he played head-to-head against Barkov a lot of the night, and I thought for a lot of the night they won that matchup, so it was good to see.
What did you like about the defensive effort to keep them
the
two-goal regulation?
Yeah, just our guys were plays a lot, filled the middle of the rink a lot, maintained body positioning in the middle of the ice a lot. Not perfect. It's tough to be perfect against that team. They really stress you. It's really not many shifts off. Like, they just keep coming, and all three lines
you know, have or, you know, the three lines that they use mainly have come with a lot of pace and skill, speed. But our guys just stuck with it. And at times we were sloppy with the puck, mainly because of the pressure that they apply. It's tough to execute, especially when you're tired on your shift. But I thought our guys defended well, and when we made mistakes, Jack was really good. I missed the first part.
How encouraged are you by Jack's play?
Yeah, he's really encouraged. Obviously, he looks like he's back to playing the way that he was early in the season. He's rolling really well, so it's been great to see. Obviously, we managed his work a little bit here this week. We didn't play him in Tampa, and I thought we got rewarded for that today. I thought it was good. Those guys haven't played together a lot, other than the odd shift here and there, but it's probably the most consistently they've played together. So we got to look at that tonight. And I thought those guys were good. They hit the puck a lot, just played on their half of the ice a lot.
Do you feel encouraged to give Jackie maybe even more rest in the last three games?
We'll see. I mean, it's obviously he's not going to play tomorrow night, and then we'll see from there. Like, we'll talk to Jack and talk to the medical team in terms of how he's doing, which really he's been doing very well. Anything that was bugging him before, he seems to be past, but we'll talk about it. It's a balance here now, right? Like, you want to keep Jack rested and most importantly healthy. At the same time, goalie wants his reps, wants to touch the puck and be in the net and all that. So I think we've managed it pretty well to this point, that if we decide to play him next week, which we'll definitely have that discussion, I think we would feel good about it. Just because I think he's not going to want to have too long off, before you start playing for real. No.
There is Leafs head coach Sheldon Keefe. Obviously, the two big questions he has going forward for himself there are, what are his lines going to look like without Michael Bunting? Because, again, you heard it there from the Leafs head coach. He will miss some time. Now, look, there's three games left in the regular season. Obviously, he's not playing tomorrow. That leaves two games left. Is a week sometime? Is 2 weeks sometime? Is it sometime, but he'll be back because it's the playoffs? It is going to be no fun at all, to be perfectly honest, sitting here waiting and watching for Michael Bunting injury updates, because, again, I don't want to get caught in between. He is not the most important Leaf, but he helps the two most important Leafs be the best versions of themselves. All the time, going back to even when Zach Hyman was here, which line's the best line? Well, the one that has Hyman on it. And that is not the case with Michael Bunting. But the best version of Austin Matthews we've ever seen. Now, is that 90% because of who Austin Matthews is and what he's turned himself into? And he's played all year with Mitch Marner? Yes, yes, yes. But the third part of what, again, a lot of people, okay, maybe just me, but I think other people out there have been saying, is one of, if not the best lines in hockey. You cannot just poo-poo the idea of losing the third cog of that for who knows how long. The good news for the Leafs is they're going to have a handful of games to figure this out. Mentioned Matthews there. Who knows if he'll play tomorrow, given the back-to-back and him just coming back. But I do think that now that you don't have Bunting and could potentially be without him for the start of the playoffs, don't you want to know what your top six or top nine is going to look like? And it's pretty hard to figure that out if you don't have Austin Matthews in the fold. So I would imagine that he will be playing tomorrow when the Leafs visit the Capitals, wrapping that up. Of course, Jack Campbell won't be between the pipes. You're not going to play him on the back-to-back. I think he gets one more start. It feels to me like it would make all the sense in the world. Last game of the regular season against Boston. Although, if you don't want to give a chance to Boston to go in feeling good about himself, maybe you throw Shalgren, to the Wolves in the final game of the season, and you give Jack one more start when the Leafs get the Red Wings on Tuesday. He's going to play one more game. It's not going to be tomorrow. The more I think about it, it makes sense to go Tuesday against Detroit. You give them a nice, long, long stretch of rest heading into the playoffs. Now, of course, the counter side of that is What if he doesn't want the rest? What if he feels like he needs to play? This is why it's all not a hard and fact rules, and this is what you must do. You got to have that conversation with the player. One last thing I wanted to touch on tonight, because it drove me insane. The Leafs had a stretch in a minute and a half, and maybe even less than that, that they had 3 2-on-1s and didn't register a shot. Now, this all started with Nylander and Marner with the 2-on-1, and Nylander, he looked like he was Thad Young posting up. He was basically skating backwards to the net. There was no chance he was ever going to take a shot. And then the other two right after that, got to get pucks on net, especially when Bobrovsky's playing the way he did. That just drove me nuts. Last meeting of the season between the Leafs and Panthers. Other thing, why don't these teams play more often? They're only the two best teams in the division. Why'd we have to wait this long to see all these games? Fun show tonight. Unfortunately for the Leafs, they fall. 3-2 is the final on the road in Florida. They do bounce back to pick up a point, but are unable to pick up the second. The big news coming out of tonight's game, Michael Bunting, according to Sheldon Keefe, will miss some time. Auston Matthews is still chasing 60. He'll try to do that tomorrow when the Leafs are on the road in Washington. We'll have that game for you right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Thanks so much for listening to Leafs Nation Postgame tonight.